What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
People need advice. 1-800-947-3979. Let's go to Linda. She's been waiting. First, Linda, thank you for waiting so long. How can we
help?
No
problem.
What can we do?
So I'm in a conflicted situation. Involves three people that know each other for 50 years. My former best friend was dating this guy on and off through high school and then ended up in a more serious relationship with him about 20 years ago.
Okay.
But it ended really, really badly.
Okay.
And recently, about 2 months ago, I began talking to this guy because we know each other, and he commented on something on Facebook, and it started out with a phone conversation every day, couple of hours, and the friendship kind of started going in a different direction.
Sure.
And now we're at the point where we're going to meet face to face. We already know each other, so it's not like we don't know who we are.
Sure.
But now I'm really starting to get conflicted, and I've bowed out of this many times because of that. And I feel I have like a loyalty to my best friend, even though we're not best friends anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There's history there. Mm-hmm. But then again, I want to be happy too. I'm 66 years old. It's ready to start, you know, my life. Kids are gone, the whole shebang. But I keep feeling guilty, like I'm doing, like I'm stabbing her in the back and doing something wrong.
Linda, let me ask you, it ended badly. Did he hurt her? Was he physically or mentally abusive to your friend?
Well, he was married.
Okay.
But she didn't know he was still married.
Okay.
Oh.
And when she found out the first time, she broke up.
Okay.
They went back together, and they were together. He actually moved in with her, and they were together for quite a while. Now, granted, this is 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And he found out he was still living with his wife. And then ending.
He had moved in with her while still living with his wife?
He's just splitting time?
No, he ended up reconciling with the wife.
Oh, okay.
So, is he officially divorced for real this time?
Yeah,
no,
sure?
Not divorced at all.
What about now?
Now he is.
Okay, now.
Oh,
now.
Okay.
Now, yeah.
Okay, now he is. Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah, Linda, don't do that.
Linda, what are the circumstances surrounding you not being best friends with your former best friend anymore? Is it related to this guy at all?
No. Okay. She has no idea. Oh, my gosh, no.
Okay.
No, we had a disagreement a couple of years ago about nonsense, really. But she chose to, you know, not talk to me anymore. And I'm fine with it because I don't need the drama. Not at my age, certainly.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's no communication with her whatsoever. But we have history. Best friends since seventh grade. We still have history.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I was involved in this whole situation with this guy back in the day. So
it sounds like
I kind of.
Do you trust him now? Or do you think that's still.
Yes.
Like you think he's a changed man?
He's sober for 30 years.
Okay.
So that's a big, big, heroin and alcohol. Excuse
sounds,
me.
It sounds like he was sober 20 years ago then. So that doesn't help.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes the other head thinks with the other head. So,
yeah,
you know,
worry you're, about
men,
that,
you're men,
you know?
You're men.
Yeah,
that's not a good excuse.
That's not a good excuse. Yeah. I mean,
no,
I'm a man.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I keep my
I'd be careful. I don't think you need to have guilt over what happened 20 years ago between two people who sound like they were in wildly different places, especially for a friend you're not really involved with. I don't think you need to feel guilty.
No.
But I would be aware.
Cautious.
Go in with eyes wide open.
Oh, I am. I'm very, very aware.
Okay.
You know, very aware. I have no problem, you know, kicking them to curb before something even happens. If nothing else comes out of it, we're still going to be friends. We have a lot of history.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not looking to jump in the sack with this guy or anything like that initially at all. And I actually canceled quite a few times him coming to my house because I don't, There's an awkwardness with that, and I don't know how I really feel about it. So he's like, you know, what if I just meet you down on the boardwalk?
Yeah.
And I thought about that. Maybe we should just meet somewhere else and have him not come here.
Yeah, definitely meet out in public first.
Yeah.
If your gut's leaning that way already, I would listen to your gut for now and stick with that.
Yeah, I think you're being smart about that then, but just don't feel, I don't think you need to feel guilty.
No, I think you're, yeah. All right, good luck, whatever makes you happy, do it.
Especially if y'all aren't friends anymore. I could see it if y'all just naturally drifted apart, then I would maybe say, okay, well, maybe just reach out to them and bring it up. And I don't even know how you do. I dated somebody's best friend, and they reached out to each other to like talk that through. I was like, that's on you guys.
Yeah.
Y'all got to figure that out.
Yeah.
But they
were still friendly, right?
And I mean, the other guy had moved across the country, and he had also cheated on me. So, like, we didn't end where I'm never going to talk to you again. I hate you. It was just like, okay, you led me on to believe that you could be monogamous and you can't. Goodbye.
Yeah.
And then 3 years later, his best friend reached out and was like, I've been thinking about you. I want to take you on a date. And it was sweet. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, you know, you got a best friend you got to think about. I don't. Mm-hmm. And he reached out right to him and said, I'm going to do this. And he appreciated that. He was like, well, thanks for the heads up. I'd rather hear it from you than see it on social media if you guys ended up dating. And then we dated for 4 years.
I think you handled that pretty well.
Yeah. Fine.
Let's try Matt in Alpena. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good, Matt. Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Okay. What's happening?
So my ex-wife and I split custody of our two sons. 4 and 2.5, and we exchange kids on Mondays. I just got the kids back yesterday, and my 4-year-old tells me, he goes, Daddy, I don't like your truck, your apartment, and the toys that you have for us. And I'm like, okay, why? I just don't. And I was devastated by it because I'm a single parent trying to bust my butt to provide all this stuff for them.
Yes.
I feel like I'm competing with my ex for love of the two sons.
Matt, how old? You said 4, and how old was the other one?
2.5.
2.5.
First of all, that feeling, at least for me, that was very real for me, like, especially at first on the divorce. Even if you don't, like, I didn't want to feel like that, but I felt like that. And there were times where the kids said things that, man, it hurt my feelings, but they didn't mean it. It wasn't always easy to recognize in that moment.
Yeah, kids are just honest.
I will say this. I don't think the 4-year-old has any negative intent, and he might have it, at least based on the 4-year-olds I've known, which now is a lot of them. It could change by the day, and he might say the same thing to mom if he's bored, because kids say weird things.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I hear you. It's hard not to go, I'm letting them down. Now I have to start an arms race, and that's not good either. For the kids.
No, don't do that. I mean, each situation is going to be different. And yeah, your kids are really young, so they're going to say all kinds of things that hurt your feelings all the time for many years. So, you know, try not to take it too personally. But Freebear's right. Like, when my ex-wife and I split up and I moved out, like, I had rabbit ears for certain things, and I'm certain she did too. And we had even conversations between us about that. I'm going to go, because I go, there's going to be times that these guys are going to hurt your feelings, because they're going to go, well, I want to go to dad's house because it's more fun.
Yeah.
You know, because I have a bigger yard and dopey toys. But I would also get that on my end, too, where it was like, yeah, I mean, I like coming over, but I kind of want to be at mom's this weekend because, like, you don't have any friends that live around you. You know, like, they had friends in live in a neighborhood situation at mom's house. At my house, they don't. And so it was like, we're bored. Can we go? All right. You try to not to take it personally, but, you know, it's not, it has nothing to do with their love level, and that's all that really matters.
Yep.
Right. Love. And this isn't the first time he said it either. It's been a couple of Mondays that he said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just going to have to roll with it and go, I understand, buddy, or say, hey, man, so, okay, well, what could I do that would make you feel more comfortable here then, or whatever? And then, just roll with it. I mean, they're kids.
Yeah.
They're
maybe try to come up with a tradition that you guys do at your house that's uniquely yours.
That's how Caesars and Simpsons started at my house. One, I didn't want to cook on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
But two, I'm like, this is something we can hang our hat on, all 4 of us, then eventually all 8 of us can look forward to this every week. It feels like a party. And what I'm referring to is every Wednesday we would order Little Caesars and watch The Simpsons until we literally watched the whole series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just something that they may not be able to get anywhere else.
Hang in there, Matt. It gets easier. I know that doesn't sound right, but it does.
Thank you, guys.
You got it, bud.
Thank you.
Good luck. That's a tough feeling, man. He's not wrong. And anybody who's gone through divorce, man or woman, if you have kids, you know that feeling.
It sucks.
Yeah, you don't have to go through a divorce either to know what it's like for your kids to hurt your feelings.
True. I mean, absolutely
true. That happens regardless of a parental situation.
Yep. I like mommy better. Yep. I like daddy better. Yeah.
Yeah, it is like worse. It's worse when it's two houses.
Yeah, it sucks. Because
you just all your feelings are so raw. Sure, it's a little easier, but it's still you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a new dad, you're like, oh, they don't even need me.
I've had my feelings hurt a million times in the last 6 years by my kids, and it's not intentional on their part.
No,
it's
just,
doesn't mean it doesn't hurt.
No, exactly. And some days I'm able to laugh it off, and other days I'm like, man, that one cut deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everything is amplified when they're only around you half the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then it hurts even more because you're like, man, I only get you half the time, and you now made me feel bad.
Yes,
like,
so and then, I haven't always.
So
been
then
good
those at- so then those moments of alone time are 1,000 times worse.
And by the way, I've just full disclosure, I've had times where I rolled with it and I'm like, good, and then other times I've said, man, that really hurt my feelings, and then regretted being so honest with them later because. That what there was, you know, I'm always torn on that.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.